could save your life.
Remember Elizabeth Smart, kidnapped when she was just 14 years old. Now at 21, she testifies that she was raped daily. So sad to hear some of those sordid details, but good for her trying to nail the kidnappers to the wall a little bit more. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We will lighten the load in this show because, of course, in our third hour, we have nailed the score. Our computer will randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL. It's so much fun. And here's the gist of it. It's like playing the lottery, but you don't have to pay one red cent. And if you correctly nail the score, you win our incredible prize pack filled with a cell phone, movie tickets, all kinds of gift certificates for food places across the United States. So I'm really pulling for somebody to nail the score one of these weeks. Once the computer picks the game of the week, you don't have to know anything about football. You just pick who you think's going to win, what team you think's going to win, and what you think the final score will be. So easy. Plus, a couple of big movies coming out this weekend. Michael Moore's movie on capitalism has been getting a little bit of buzz. Certainly he's been on a lot of talk shows lately, for whatever you think of Michael Moore and some of the documentaries that he's done. He creates that water cooler buzz, we know it, and there has been a lot of buzz over his latest flick. Actually, I saw a couple of previews of it, and he did do some pretty funny things to the guys on Wall Street. I have to admit, I enjoyed that when we think of the price that we've paid for the greedy millionaires that are on the street who have built us. And speaking of the street, ooh, the Dow, rough day in New York. The Dow took a big, fat tumble. How bad did it get? We'll get to that a little bit later on ATN, by the end of this first hour anyway. And the earthquakes and the tsunamis, and the result of the tsunami anyway, Samoa, what's the latest there? The death toll keeps clicking up, unfortunately. And now a strong earthquake shaking Tonga. Man, there have been a bunch of earthquakes in these last 3 or 4 days. Absolutely crazy what we have seen from Mother Nature. Big story, and one that we are going to talk about a lot here in these next 4 hours, is Iran. It was Switzerland, that was the site, Geneva, U.S. President Barack Obama calling on Iran to provide the U.N. nuclear watchdog agency with access to that new, or newly disclosed anyway, uranium enrichment site. Here's what the president had to say.
The result is clear. The P5 plus one is united, and we have an international community that has reaffirmed its commitment to nonproliferation and disarmament. That's why the Iranian government heard a clear and unified message from the international community in Geneva. Iran must demonstrate through concrete steps that it will live up to its responsibilities with regard to its nuclear program. In pursuit of that goal, today's meeting was a constructive beginning, but it must be followed with constructive action by the Iranian government. First, Iran must demonstrate its commitment to transparency. Earlier this month, we presented clear evidence that Iran has been building a covert nuclear facility in Qom. Since Iran has now agreed to cooperate fully and immediately with the International Atomic Energy Agency, it must grant unfettered access to IAEA inspectors within 2 weeks. I've been in close touch with the head of the IAEA, Mohammed Al-Baradei, who will be traveling to Tehran in the days ahead. He has my full support, and the Iranian government must grant the IAEA full access to the site in Qom. Second, Iran must take concrete steps to build confidence that its nuclear program will serve peaceful purposes, steps that meet Iran's obligations under multiple UN Security Council resolutions. If Iran does not take steps in the near future to live up to its obligations, then the United States will not continue to negotiate indefinitely, and we are prepared to move towards increased pressure. If Iran takes concrete steps and lives up to its obligations, there is a path towards a better relationship with the United States, increased integration for Iran within the international community, and a better future for all Iranians.
All right, and what is the timetable on all of this? Iran has 2 weeks to allow inspectors, just 2 weeks. So the clock is ticking, and certainly we are watching on this show, and so are others across the world. The idea is here, Iran was part of the meeting, and the government, I think, is quite clear on what the international community wants. They have to demonstrate that they're going to live up to the responsibilities of the nuclear program and prove that it's not for nuclear proliferation, that it's strictly for power purposes. That's why you have to have, of course, the international inspectors able to look at everything in that facility within the next 14 days. Now, Iran promised to transfer the current supply of enriched uranium to another country, so that third country, for processing. That would certainly be a positive step if they follow through on that. But the question is, how much do you trust Iran to do that? Think of Iran, or think of Ahmadinejad and statements he makes and says he wants to be part of the international community and so on and so forth, and then turns around and launches missiles. So you have somebody at the meeting and promising to allow the access. Now let's see if it really happens, because we've seen this song and dance before. If it's all talk, 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 then it's time for action. And I think it's been time for action for quite a long time. Now, here's the scoop, too. Iran and the six world powers are going to meet again after these talks on the nuclear program and some other things as well. So the door has been kicked open, but will this so-called productive day lead to positive results from Iran? I'm a little skeptical. I don't know about you. Here's what's interesting, and we talked about this. When is it time to take the action? I think the action should have been taken a long time ago. But a recent poll out, in fact, it was a Fox News poll, 61% say use force, baby, to stop Iran. Because why? Most of us are worried about Iran developing a nuclear weapons program, let's face it. Clearly, that is a serious possibility, right? So here are the numbers. 69%, that's pretty decent chunk, majority of Americans, think President Obama has not been tough enough on Iran. Well, duh, of course not. That includes over half of Democrats. That's the thing. 55%, two-thirds independents, 67%, and of course Republicans. But it's those other numbers that are hurting, I think, Obama, and then that's that whole thing with the approval ratings and whatnot, and of course playing to run for another 4 years, you know, playing for the 4 years ahead. So 16% of Americans think the president's actions have been about right. Hardly any. 6% say he's been too tough on Iran. Are you kidding me? I want to meet the people who think that anybody's been too tough on Iran. Speaking of that, oh, we have a great surprise coming up next. Somebody who knows all about the situation and has pushed for it, the director of the International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, very, very vocal in the call for sanctions against Iran. He joins us next here on ATN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today?
Hey, coming up here on America Tonight, Fair or Foul, two Dallas women decide to sue the neighbor for smoking in her own home. On the surface, it doesn't sound too fair. It sounds like a frivolous lawsuit. I'll explain. In the meantime, on the heels of what we were just talking about, the situation in Iran, and we're hoping to speak with Jordan, who's in Washington, D.C. So if he gets through, we'll be able to chat with him about the day's events and ultimately this latest drama with Iran and in Switzerland. Will anything happen as a result? Will there be that unfettered access to this newly disclosed uranium enrichment site? Or, like I mentioned, is it going to be nothing but talking and ultimately Iran saying, forget about it? I mean, the ball is in Iran's court. If the call for stiff economic sanctions really, really holds up, should Iran back out of all of this? Because the focus is this uranium facility. I mean, that's the danger, obviously. So the talks, I guess you could call them constructive, but until there's a follow-up, you have no idea whether it's like I said, the same old thing that we've heard in the past. I mean, let's hope not. If it's nuclear energy for a peaceful purpose, well, then, of course, they can certainly do that. Iran can do that. But does anybody really believe that's what they're doing? And the answer to that is no. There's no belief in what Iran is saying. Former President Jimmy Carter, who spruced up his museum, his presidential museum in Atlanta, sat down with one of the reporters from CNN. And I thought his comments on Iran, because remember he dealt with the whole hostage crisis thing. Here was his comments on Iran and moving forward with this regime and the whole idea of nuclear enrichment?
I hope and pray that Iran will be induced to permit the international inspectors to come in and observe the entire nuclear program, because what they're doing so far is entirely legal under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. They have a right to purify uranium and even plutonium to be used to produce power. I think the worst thing that we can do is to continue to threaten Iran, because if Iran is on the borderline between going nuclear or not on a weapons system, the constant threats that we or the Israelis are going to attack Iran is the best thing to force them, let's defend ourselves. So I don't think that Iran has yet made up their mind about what to do, and I think the best way we can do is engage them and stop making these idle threats that force them to take the most militaristic action.
Yeah, see, I agree there with what Carter said. You got to cut out the idle threats. They have to take action. If nothing happens in the next 14 days, there's no more conversation. There has to be a drop-dead timetable. So we can talk about this this conversation that six powers had with Iran, representatives from Iran, about what they're doing. But it's just a conversation, and the idea that they're going to follow through. Will they follow through? That is the key thing, because there's no exceptions here. Finally. I mean, for the United States and Iran to sit down and to talk about the differences between the two countries, obviously, is a very big deal, because they also discussed human rights issues, including detained Americans in Iran. Remember those hikers that are being held there? Or actually, there's three, I guess, because they strayed from Iraqi territory into that country. So there were other things that were discussed, but the idea of the second uranium enrichment facility is key. What happens here, right? So Obama and the leaders of Britain and France publicly pushing last week at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh and threatening the sanctions and specifically laying them out, that was a good thing. Then this latest meeting, but without a follow-through, again, it is worthless. You can't keep bullying the bully verbally. You have to hit him where it hurts. That's the only thing you can do with Iran. And once again, to be clear, Iran, of course, constantly claiming that its nuclear program is just for peaceful purposes. But I'd say that the people accusing them of trying to develop a nuclear weapon is probably pretty accurate, on par. If nothing happens in 14 days, how would you feel about the job that Obama has done with Iran and the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I would give them a zero for Iran if nothing happens. Once that 14-day counter clicks, then on the 15th day, okay, here's what we're announcing. I would say you have to line up everybody. Here's what we're willing to do in 2 weeks if nothing changes and there's no set schedule for going in and seeing what's going on in those facilities, then it's time to pull the trigger and forget about it and move forward, right? And I've gotten a lot of emails on the situation in Iran from many of you. When we go to our mailbag segment, I'll be sure to hit those up. I appreciate that. You can flip me an email if you have any thoughts on the situation with Ahmadinejad, and you can do that, of course, by going to americatonight.net. And check out americatonight.net anyway, the website, because we are updating it. It has the blunder of the days on there and various articles and what's happening in the world, so you can certainly use it as a source. We're going to start loading up some more of the what happened during the day and some new polls and that sort of stuff as well. I mentioned this at the top that the movie Capitalism, is Michael Moore's movie, is coming out this weekend. It's not the only one, but it's funny. I thought about this. He does a movie on capitalism, but he's a millionaire filmmaker. To his credit, he's done well at the gig, right? He's become a millionaire thanks to the profits from the movie, but he's telling a lot of the people that have interviewed him that capitalism really did nothing for him. Because it's natural to think, well, he's got a fortune of over 50 million or so. So you go and see this movie, and here's what you say. Well, you know, we live in a capitalistic society, a free market system. In another system, you wouldn't be able to make those profits. So is a guy like Moore justified in making a movie where he paints capitalism as evil, evil, evil? Now, I will say this. I already mentioned this. I love what he did to the guys on Wall Street. So it's a little different than, what did he do? He wrote, he did Fahrenheit 9/11. And he also had, I saw that, of course. He did the other movie, Bowling for Columbine. He had a book, Stupid White Men, if you remember that. So he's certainly out there. And according to Fortune magazine, his films have made about $300 million worldwide. And the Fahrenheit movie was the one that raked in the biggest bucks. It was really criticizing the Bush administration for the whole war in Iraq and how they handled it. And that, I'll tell you, that was the cash cow, $200 million worldwide. Wow. So for this latest flick, he was supposedly paid about $21 million, plus he gets 50% of the profits from his 2007 flick, Sicko, so that's $25 million plus DVD sales. And if you start adding up that money, obviously he's made money on it. But the movie, I think, has a lot of buzz, so we'll see where that goes. And like I said, when he's criticized about the whole capitalism thing, he has said, to his credit, the one thing that he does is the people that he features in his films, who always have terrible stories, whether they were screwed by their health insurance company and they couldn't get the cancer treatment they needed or whatever it was, that he gives them the money. So he's not saying that up front. He doesn't ask, you know, say, I'll give you the money if you go on camera. But he does afterwards, or has apparently, mailed checks to people. So, you know, you can't attack him for that. But at the same time, if he were a documentary filmmaker somewhere else, would he be pulling down the big bucks that we just mentioned? All right, I said I was going to talk about this, and I will, coming up here in a few minutes. Smoking pretty much outlawed in public places. We all know that. For all of you who smoke, is it pretty tough to find places to light up a cigarette? If you, whatever you work, do you have a little corner outside where you go? Bars, pool halls, government buildings, all that sort of stuff. So in your own home, I would think you would be allowed to just, you know, smoke, right? Well, a Dallas woman filed a lawsuit seeking six figures from a former neighbor and a landlord for damage she says was caused by cigarette smoke. More details on the flip side.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over we're smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Madonna was on David Letterman. They played that up big time. And, you know, if you know anything about her appearances with Letterman, they've always been kind of interesting. And now it's very interesting on Letterman since he admitted that he had several relationships with people, affairs with people on his show. And the reason he did that is because apparently, found out a little bit more information, apparently somebody who worked on 48 Hours, an unidentified person, was trying to extort $2 million from him, saying he's going to reveal that he was having affairs with various women during the, David Letterman run, which is still going on. And he just got married in March, but has been with the same woman since the late 80s. So it's kind of a weird deal that Letterman copped to that on the air right before, is, you know, during a show. And it's making big headlines. It's on the front page of a lot of newspapers across the country. I checked a little while ago, including, of course, the New York papers, the New York Post, the New York Times, and all that sort of stuff. But there is no movie that's been made about David Letterman, at least so far. Actually, I take that back. There was a movie about him and Jay Leno that was made, and it was on, like, Showtime or one of those. It was actually pretty good. It was about the tug of war of who would get Johnny Carson's, you know, would get his seat ultimately, because David Letterman really wanted to step in for Carson, and of course eventually made his way to CBS. But that was the only movie, not big screen movie. Big screen this week. We're only going to play a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of this because we did play some of Capitalism, A Love Story last week. It had a very soft opening, a couple of premieres. The official opening of Michael Moore's movie is actually this week, and it's been getting a lot of plugs and buzz and appearances by Michael Moore on talk shows for the last couple of weeks. So here, in case you missed it, is a little bit of that.
We're here to get the money back for the American people.
I understand, sir, but you can't come in there.
Can you just take the bag?
No.
Take it up there?
Absolutely not.
Fill it up? I got more bags. That $10 billion probably won't fit in here. Want our money back?
I went to all the banks.
You've seen this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're here to make a citizen's arrest, actually.
And just drop it from the window.
And everywhere I went.
All right. So that's a little of Michael Moore, Capitalism, the love story, as I said. You know what the whole thing about is, the American dream. Is it really attainable? Has it become nightmarish for families who are losing their jobs, their homes, their savings, the whole 401k thing going down the drain? He takes you into the lives of what he normally does, ordinary people who have seen things really flip around on them, and he goes to D.C. looking for some sort of answer as to, you know, what's happening with capitalism, what's happening here in the United States, that so many people are upside down. It's called greed, baby. I don't know anyone that saw any of the openings, you know, the preliminary openings. So I don't know really how that's gone. People that like Michael Moore, like anybody else in Hollywood, etc., they fawn all over him. And then there's people who automatically don't like him, period, without even seeing his work. And you know, I'm not really sure. The concept itself is good because so many of us, I mean, hey, I believe in capitalism, but I don't believe in the ridiculous bailouts that we've seen on Wall Street and elsewhere. It's like the three dreaded letters, AIG, just that sticks to my craw. I think like no other, although I could certainly throw it on Goldman Sachs, et cetera, any of those guys. But so maybe I would sort of break from normally what I think about as flicks, and who knows, this might actually be a decent one. Besides that movie, Capitalism, there's a movie that looks like it might be funny or just crazy stupid, and it's called Whip It, and Drew Barrymore is in this. She had something to do with the making of Whip It, and here's a little bit of the trailer.
Roller derby? This is tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Will there be cute boys there?
Hey, Mom, Dad. We're going to go to a football game. It's an away game, but...
Well, sure. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'll take you.
No, it's cool. You have your car.
Yeah, I have my car.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we can watch together.
Oh, let the girls go out and have their fun.
I kind of feel bad lying to them.
I don't. I'll give my parents straight A's. I get freedom.
All right, so what the premise here is if you didn't get it, the whole roller derby thing, and she didn't want to go to beauty pageants. She was tired of being pushed into that kind of a direction, so decides to become part of a female roller derby team. Now, the critics actually really like this and think it's just really funny and entertaining. So, you know, maybe they're right. It's under 2 hours. Ellen Page is in it from Juno. Marcia Gay Harden's in it. Kristen Wiig is in it. Juliette Lewis is in it. Of course, Drew Barrymore, I already mentioned that she's part of it. And most of the things that I seem to read gave it okay or pretty decent reviews, that it's, as Roger Ebert said, unreasonably entertaining movie. So I don't think he wanted to say it was a good movie, but ultimately he did. Brings up the whole roller skating thing. Do you know, in my life, I hate to admit this on the air, but I've only ever gone roller skating once. Of all the athletic things, you know, that I did, like probably many of you dabbled in, whatever it is, only roller skating once, and I did not like it. Did you used to skate? You used to do that thing where you did the indoor skating, you know, rented the skates and hung out at the roller rink. Did you do that, Matt?
I did a little bit about it. You know, I grew up in Minnesota, so skating is kind of, you do that right after you begin to crawl.
Right.
And we're the inventor of the rollerblades, all that stuff. So I definitely did some skating when I was younger. We had, there was this arena called, like, Saints North. I think it was this local skating rink. We'd do the snowball and hold the hands with the, you know, the opposite sex as you're going around the rink and all that. So I've done some. Not a lot recently. The only thing I've done recently is, like, technically roller skating, be rollerblading around the lake or something like that.
Rollerblading. Oh, that's that. You know, you can get in great shape if you're rollerblade, I hear.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right, so a little bit of skating, not too much. Pardon me. For Matt, for myself, only one time. I did ice skate a ton and skied, but not roller, you know, roller skating at a rink. All right, Zombieland is the next movie. Check this one out. You might like it.
What are you prospecting? You are a dangerous man. You're gonna risk our lives for a Twinkie?
There's a box of Twinkies in that grocery store. Not just any box of Twinkies. The last box of Twinkies that anyone will enjoy in the whole universe. Believe it or not, Twinkies have an expiration date. Someday very soon, life's little Twinkie gauge is gonna go empty. Time to nut up or shut up.
All right, pretty obvious. Zombies. Two guys finding a way to survive around zombies because the world's overrun with them. Boy, that would be my nightmare. So it's that whole thing of the zombies trying to eat people and all that sort of stuff. They really have classified it as comedy slash suspense horror movie. It's R because you've got violence and gore and language and all that sort of stuff. But it could be a cult classic, so it's setting itself up to be, maybe. Woody Harrelson is in it, Emma Stone's in it, Abigail Breslin, you'd recognize her. She's in it as well. Wait and see what happens in this opening week. Woody Harrelson plays the kooky nutball character, and it's gotten some pretty decent reviews, but you have to really stretch your imagination on this one. Now, there are some other movies that are opening up as well. We only pick a few of them. And one of them that some people have been talking about is called The Invention of Lying. Now, this is probably a movie that I might go see because in this movie you've got, as one of the stars, a guy who I think is so funny, Ricky Gervais. Jen Gardner is in it. Jeffrey Tambor is in it. And basically, it's about this, they're describing it as an alternate reality, that lying, even the concept of a lie doesn't exist, from politicians to advertisers to all that sort of stuff. And then suddenly, there's this guy who's a down-on-your-luck guy, I'm sure it's Ricky Gervais, and he develops the ability to lie and finds that dishonesty has big-time rewards. Well, that sounds like what we talk about every single day with politicians. All right, we've got news you can abuse this day in history and some birthdays, plus a re-rack of the headlines coming up next here on ATN.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
All right, coming up, we're going to do this day in history. Hey, everybody. Hope you have a terrific weekend from all of us here at America Tonight. If we wind the clock back to 1985, this was a huge story, if you remember. Rock Hudson, at 59, became the first major celebrity to die of complications from AIDS, and his death certainly raised public awareness. That's among the things that will bring you on this day in history. Way back when, man, we're already in the second of October. We're already into October. I gotta stop saying that. It just seems like time is flying, but hey, everybody says that, right? Famous birthdays, and boy, there are a bunch of them, and I think you're gonna recognize, at least 10 people on the list, including Kelly Ripa. I was surprised at how young she was. I actually thought she was a little bit older. She's Regis Philbin's, of course, sidekick, and she starred in that television sitcom Hope and Faith, if you remember. She is just shy of 40, 39 years old. So we have other birthdays that we will get to as well. In re-racking as to what is going on in the world, it includes this. You know, I've been talking a lot about Iran, but moving from Iran to Guantanamo, this might have got lost in the sauce with all the other headlines. The House on Thursday went on record, actually, against allowing detainees at the Gitmo prison in Cuba to be transferred to the U.S., even to face trial or to be jailed in the maximum security prisons, because that's always the argument. Well, Supermax will be okay. Here's what the actual vote count was, just so you know, 258 to 163. Of course, it's a non-binding recommendation, and it does put the Democrats who control the House in a very tight spot because of, you know, the whole Homeland Security funding bill and what's going to happen there. Because if the ban becomes a law, the Obama administration would be really, really, really hard-pressed to close Gitmo by January. Remember, Obama promised. That was one of his campaign things. And he's talked about it. Gitmo's going down, all that other sort of stuff. And, boy, it would not be able to close. And that's the way it's looking. A lot of people expressed their unhappiness with the idea of having the would-be terrorists on our soil, trial, not trial, any of that sort of stuff. So the whole funding issue could get very ugly and very sticky pretty quick there. I don't know that it's a surprise, again, because of the uproar. And I say this all the time, but power to the people. Big time power to the people. And as much as you may think in your little corner of the world you have no say, that's not true. The more people that speak out, see, then they being the politicians, will buckle a little bit more to the pressure. Also, we were told at the beginning of the week there might be some kind of a signing from the Senate Finance Committee drafting this whole legislation thing. And is there going to be a compromise or not? They're working, apparently, the Senate Democrats are, on a compromise over the public option, proposing a plan instead to allow states to create public option in their own state if they wanted to compete with the private health care insurers. So we'll see where that goes. And actually, right now, as I'm speaking, Obama is in Denmark and, excuse me, talking about the 2016 Olympics. And will this trip be fruitful? I think I have asbestos in the air. Be fruitful or not. Matt, you're going to have to help me out there for a second. Thank you, Matt. That was perfect. Right on cue. That's our cough button, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know. Don't you love it? Live radio. I swear it felt like asbestos came down my throat. Of course, I have a plush studio in Dallas, a satellite office, if you will, from the mothership, which is ensconced in Minnesota, right there in Eagan, where Matt is in those fabulous facilities. See, here's what the difference is. He gets all the free hot chocolate and donuts and cookies and pizza that various people bring in to the big boys' studio. I get asbestos that trips me up on the air. Okay, another thing that made, obviously, a big news all week long, too, we were talking about this, is what has happened with the tsunamis and the earthquakes and whatnot, and just, gosh, how awful it's been. It seems like every single time right before I go on the air and I'm checking, you know, weather-related things or Mother Nature-related things, there's something else that's happened. So check this out, a 5.0 magnitude earthquake rattling central California. Yeah, and a 5.0, especially when you're talking about California, you think, eh, that's no big deal. But you can feel that. The epicenter, 18 miles southeast of the Owens Valley town of Lone Pine. I've actually heard of Lone Pine. So you get a little bit, and there were some aftershocks, you get a little bit of a shake there. Now, what's interesting, and the reason I bring it up, is the last destructive quake to hit the Lone Pine area came in 1872, and it was very similar in size to the 1906 San Francisco quake. That earthquake killed 30 people and leveled a ton of buildings. On to this day in history. On this day in history, I mentioned Rock Hudson And, you know, again, how just how huge that was, because AIDS was still kind of, if you remember, hush-hush. A lot of people weren't talking about AIDS a little bit, but certainly he was the most high-profile person to have that happen. Also in 2006, a gunman killed five students at the Amish school. Very, very sad. We talked about that a lot on America Tonight, and, you know, they said they weren't going to change their schools and lock them up and that sort of stuff. And it's just a nutball that went in and decided to open fire. From the entertainment world, in 1962, on this day, Johnny Carson's show, The Tonight Show, debuted. And, of course, he was obviously the host of that big one that went on for a very long time. What a career he had in television back in the day. All right, we have birthdays. We're going to leave you with a couple of quick ones here for general interest-wise on this day in history. In 1836, Darwin returned to England. In 1967, Thurgood Marshall sworn in the Supreme Court, baby. All right, how about one of the oddball stories on the day, and then we'll hit quickly the birthdays. This from Gainesville, Florida. No one expected a zombie apocalypse, but the University of Florida is making sure officials are ready for a Night of the Living Dead just in case. Flesh-eating zombie attack. Boy, you read headlines like that and you think, what in the world is that about? We just talked about that Zombieland movie. But the school's planning for a response to the undead on the website, outlines for dealing with hurricanes and pandemics and all that sort of stuff. And also they put on their site flesh-eating things. Some kind of a zombie attack. I guess they were trying to be funny with the disaster preparations. Some people took it seriously and thought there was some sort of an attack that could possibly happen. Oh, man. All right, we have birthdays. Cue up the music, maestro, please.
Birthday singers! Come on, people! We need birthday singers!
I already told you about Kelly Ripa. How about Lorraine Bracco? Remember her? From The Sopranos, 54 years old. Sting, turning 58. Annie Leibovitz, famed photographer, just was in a bunch of financial hot water, but apparently has gotten out of it. She's a photographer for Vanity Fair, Rolling Stone, and others. Donna Karan, celebrity designer, of course, clothes and fragrances. She is 61 years old, also known as the sidekick of Barbra Streisand there. A very, very good friends. Don McLean, remember Miss American Pie, number one hit way back when? 64 years old. Over the weekend, Ashley Simpson turns 24 on Saturday. Happy birthday to you if you are celebrating a birthday from all of us at ATN.
Oh, and remember, next Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
I'm a type A personality. You know, I just can't envision myself, you know, the big straw hat and a Hawaiian shirt sitting on some beach here.
Right near the beach. Hawaii!